This is Passport to Texas. You may be familiar with our state park system, but not as familiar with our system of wildlife management areas. Learn about them this month on the Texas Parks and Wildlife PBS show. Here's series producer Don Cash.
We've got them all over the state, and they serve a variety of purposes: research, education, hunting. And we're going to take a look at just what all goes on a WMA.
There's a lot of research and management that goes on that concerns endangered species or threatened species or critical habitats or even non-game animals. These are the properties that allow us to do that type of work.
The WMAs are a great resource, a great place for people to go hunting who don't have access to a hunting lease anywhere else. One of the stories we do in August is following a father and his young daughter as they go on a squirrel hunt at the Gus Engling Wildlife Management Area.
Macy's eyes are a little sharper than mine. She can look up in the tree and say, "There's one." And I say, "Where?" She said, "Right there." He's got to move pretty good before I see him. I hope she just remembers spending time with her dad.
August, if you don't know about our wildlife management areas, watch the show. We'll let you know what the WMAs are all about.
Hey, thanks, Don. Find a station near you where you can find the series when you log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. We receive support from the Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty. We'll be right back.